the mayor's wife of the city. And so I'm going to turn it over to Jimmy. Jimmy's been following this story and bring us up to date.
It's a crazy story. The mayor in Conway's name is Bart Casper. Interesting in this whole story is he is the former fire chief of Conway. So Thursday night, a lady calls dispatch, a lady by the name of Mary Ellen McAllister, wants an officer at an apartment complex in Conway, wants the door open to her son's apartment. She hadn't talked to him. She kind of gets irate on the dispatch, and she says she's going to call the mayor, which she did. Officers come to the scene. She explains to the officers that her son was in an altercation the night before. He had tried to hurt his brother, his own father, and tried to run over him with a vehicle, and she's concerned he's going to hurt himself. She tells him that he lives in this apartment that she's standing in front of, apartment number 11, and she wants them to break the door down so she can go in. Officer goes up there. He doesn't answer. The officer tries to explain to the lady that we just can't breach the door legally. You know, we have to have cause to do it. We don't have it. Lady looks at him and says, looked her in the eye and said, well, Melissa says you can. Police officer says, who's Melissa? And she said, the mayor's wife. And the officer just kind of
So this woman called the mayor's wife and said they won't break down the door, and
yeah,
the mayor's wife said, you tell them to break down the door. Is that what happened?
Yes, exactly. And so the police can't do it. Well, the fire department starts pulling up about that time, and we've got what we're going to play from dispatch because nobody dispatched the fire department.
Okay, so we want to play that, right?
Yeah, we're going to play all this.
Okay.
And nobody dispatched the fire department. Come to find out that the mayor had called the fire chief, Chief Winters, and said, hey, I need you to go over and take this door down. And so fire comes, and police are going, what are you doing there? And say, well, we got told the mayor's called and said we need to get over here. So the police leave. Well, the fire's not going to do anything. So guess what? Oh, and the lady, we're going to play it. The lady looks at the officer and says, that door's coming down. Whether you're here or after you leave, that door's coming down.
Well,
and she didn't lie.
Let's play some of this audio that you've got.
Yeah, Aaron, do you want to start with let's start with the lady talking to the officer. That one clip we talked about. Would that work?
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay. Well, this is the thing. We don't know if he's home, so we can't technically make entry into the home.
Melissa said you could.
Who's Melissa?
She's the mayor's wife.
Okay.
So I guess that's what the problem is.
We can't make entry into the home unless there's an exigent circumstance as to why we need to get in there. So it kind of leaves us, because you don't know if he's home or not. So if you knew that he was home and there was something that was going on, like inside, and he's just not answering his phone, then yes, we could make entry.
That door's going to get open tonight.
Okay.
It can get open after you leave or whatever, but it will be open.
There you go. Okay. That's amazing to me.
If you can't do it, then probably
not. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now,
even if we got to break the law, that door is coming open tonight.
Yeah. And this story actually gets crazier, okay? So the officer is really professional, says, okay, you have a good night. And the officer leaves. She goes down, and fire says, what's the deal? And said, look, we can't go in there. And so a little bit later.
So now the fire people show up, and they say the same thing. They can't knock down the door either, right?
Well, they really didn't say that. They're just kind of looking around, what is going on? We didn't get dispatched. The mayor's the chief's telling us the mayor wants us over here to do this. And so guess who shows up? The mayor.
Okay.
And so the mayor goes up with the firefighters and orders them to break down the door, and they do. And then they all go in the apartment.
Do we have sound on that?
We've got video. We don't have sound on that one. We've got video. And now let me back up just a second to tell you, I obtained most of this through the Freedom of Information Act. Okay. Some of it I already had before I sent an FOI. when I found out about it. And so there's a lady that lives next to the apartment who really, thank God, that she's a good woman and has a Zoom doorbell camera, because what they didn't realize,
it was all being taped, wasn't it?
Video. And so, but we do have a piece that I want to play from the dispatcher, because she realized she heard traffic on the radio of a fire going to this, and she's sitting there thinking, wait a minute, I didn't dispatch anybody there. I didn't dispatch fire there, because all the calls go through her. She dispatches. So she called them, said, hey, what's going on? Play this, Aaron. This is very telling.
November 2nd, 2023, 8:16 and 41 seconds p.m.
From a dispatch.
Hey, this is interesting.
Hey, so I was just wondering about the greens at Nutter's Chapel. How did y'all know to go out there?
We got a call from our head fire chief, and he relayed it to our battalion, who told us we needed to go out there. So.
Okay, I was just wondering, because this, huh? Okay, so they don't know if, are you aware that the officers are on scene?
Yes, we've made contact with them. They said that they can't, they don't have legal grounds to make entry, but apparently whoever they talked to told them that they know the mayor, so they'll have us.
The female said that. She said she was going to call the mayor, and I was like, there's no need to do that. So I was just wondering, like, if she called the – that's why I asked what the reasoning was, because I didn't know if she called, like, Station 6 or
– No. Or so we didn't get any information aside from that we were coming to assist the police.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because they're not requesting any assistance, so I'm confused.
Right. No, that came from our head chief, so – it's kind of a weird deal. Our battalion chief has said it out here, I believe.
Okay, so let me make sure I get this correct.
Yeah,
the police are there. Mm-hmm. They've told them that they can't knock this door down because they don't have any reason to knock the door down. The fire department comes out because the fire chief called them personally. Mm-hmm. And told them to go out and do this.
That's right. On the call for service on the fire department report, there's a form that's called a call for service for police department and fire. And when you look at that report on the fire, it lists no caller, no phone number for the caller, no caller information. Well, there's a reason for that, because nobody called. The fire chief, the mayor called Chief Winters. Mayor Casper called Chief Winters. Chief Winters called these specific firefighters and said, go out there and do
this. And the dispatcher is calling because she's like going, what in the heck is going on here?
I didn't dispatch anybody. And so this gets crazier, okay? So this gets crazier. They go up, they break in the door, right?
The fire department.
Yes.
For what reason?
Because the mayor told them to.
Okay.
Now, around Conway, if I will tell you, I'm going to take up for these firefighters. If they'd have refused to do that, their life would be hell. I'm guaranteed they would have been retaliated against, and they would have found a way to fire eventually.
Uh-huh.
And so what are you supposed to do? You know, your chief's telling you, the mayor's standing there.
But this is the proverbial rock in a hard place.
Yeah. And so, but here's the kicker. All right, this is where this really gets crazy. She tells him this is her son's apartment, right?
Right.
She says, this is it. They go through the door and everything. It's not his apartment. Not his apartment.
Told them that this was somebody, said
this
it was this
my
person's
son's apartment. He is in there.
Okay. And it wasn't her son's
apartment.
It's not
even their son's building.
Oh, my God.
So they're going, okay.
So whose apartment is it? Is it yours?
Well, that's where we go into.
Okay.
The guy's name is Daryl Roberson.
Okay, so they breached your apartment.
We got Daryl here.
Yeah, he's sitting right here in the studio. What in the heck do you think about all this?
When I first get off in the morning and I go have breakfast and stuff like that, and I get home, I go to put my key in and I push the door and I see the door frame, and I'm looking around and I walk to the apartment, left the door open, walk through the apartment, look around, seeing if anything's missing, anything. I'm thinking someone just broke in, but didn't take anything because they got startled by somebody in the building or anything like that because, I mean, they broke the door frame.
Okay.
So then I take all the pictures of the door frame, the door, and, like, they kicked it so hard that, like, the door where the screws and the little where you close the door at is on the floor. So I take all the pictures. I send it to the front desk, and I said, did y'all, something happened last night? Was, you know, what's going on? And she's like, no, and we wouldn't have done that because we have a key, so we wouldn't have done that. And she's like, you need to call Conway PD. And I was like, okay. So then I called Conway PD, and I was like, I think my apartment's been broken into. You know, can someone, and she's like, are you in the apartment? And I was like, yes. And she's like, does anybody know? I was like, no, I walked around. Nothing's missing that I can see. And I said, I just need someone to come out and start my police report.
Right.
So then the Conway PD officer shows up.
Does he tell you that, hey, we were out here and...
Has no idea. He has no idea. And so he gets there and he said, my neighbor has a doorbell camera, but I haven't spoken to him. And so he goes over and he knocks on the door. She comes out and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. And she's laughing and she's like, he's like, do you know what happened last night? And she's like, yes. And he's like, do you know who did it? And she's laughing. And she's like, yes, I do. And he's like, well, can I see the camera footage? And she's like, yes. Yeah. So she brings it up on her phone. And the officer, he's like, well, can you tell me who did it? And she's like, it was y'all. And he's like, hold on, what? And she's like, yeah, y'all came out here last night and, you know, busted his door. So then she's bringing up the footage, and he's calling somebody, and he goes, he sees the video, and he looks at me, and he goes, why is the mayor in the fire department? I said, who? And he said, the mayor. Why is the mayor here in the fire department? And I was like, I don't know.
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah.
Because, I hadn't seen the footage yet. Yeah. So I didn't
Twilight know. Zone, right?
Right. And so then he makes a call, and he's talking to them. Well, he finds out where the gentleman is that they were looking for. So he goes to next door and goes and checks on the guy.
This is in the other building.
Yeah. The building away from me.
All right. I got to take a break.
Yeah.
I want you to hold your
this
thought.
This is good.
Right. Yeah, this is amazing. Really is amazing. I told you yesterday that we're raising funds for National Adoption Month, and we're helping Angels Choice Haven with those funds. It's a safe place where a mother who... has an unplanned pregnancy and who chooses adoption can stay at no cost while she's pregnant. It costs money to keep it going, and just like it costs money to keep your home going. And so we're asking for you to make a donation today by going to 1011, the answer, is it FM? TheAnswer.com? Okay, 1011FM, TheAnswer.com. Click on the link. You'll see a link for Angels Choice Haven and make a donation. We're asking for $75. If you can't afford that, you can give less than that. If you can afford more than that, you can give more than that. There's a little box that says Other that you can make your donation to. Your $75 it's tax deductible. Let me get that right. It is tax deductible, and it provides food, clothing, and personal needs for the woman in the haven. Your financial gift provides resources to share info about the haven with more hospitals, centers, and clinics so more women can know and more babies can be saved. You can provide a monthly or a one-time donation to go towards the haven. I'm going to highly recommend, if you're pro-life, that you do this today. Go to 1011FM, TheAnswer.com, click on the link, and make your donation right now. They need your support. All right, Jimmy?
Yeah, so this story actually gets crazy as you go. Daryl, jump back in there, and when this officer finds out it was them, what's the attitude at that point?
He really is just in shock because he looks at the footage of it and sees that it's the fire department and the mayor. And just the look on his face, he was just like looking at it. And that's when he starts making a phone call. And he's like, why is the mayor here? And I was like, I don't know, you know. And then he makes the call of like, well, what building were they looking for? And he found out it was the other building next to my building, 3055. And he goes down and does a wellness check on the gentleman that they were there to look for.
Let's understand that it was a wellness check that was supposed to happen that started this whole Max Dennett Keystone Cop thing to happen.
Keystone Cop's a good way to
all right,
do it.
To occur. And the mayor got involved in it. Well, really, the mayor's wife got involved in it. And then the mayor got involved in it. And they ended up breaking into our guest's apartment. And he's not the guy they were doing the wellness check on. And there was a reason to do a wellness check on the guy that's in the other building, correct?
Yes. And the mom had told officers that he was violent and that he had tried to hurt. The night before, he tried to hurt his brother, his father, and he tried to run over him with a vehicle. Okay, which brings up an issue because...
An important issue.
Yes. At that point, you're putting those firefighters' lives and citizens' lives in danger because you're being asked to breach a door on someone who's been... that you've been told is violent, has tried to hurt other people, and you're trying to breach that door to that person's apartment without police there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get firefighters killed.
That's how you get any emergency worker killed.
There's a situation several years ago down close to Scott where a volunteer firefighter, Jason Adams, he worked at a fire department, but he also worked as a volunteer, and he responded before police got to a scene and entered the house, and he got shot and killed. That's why you have police there for that.
And that's why the police, and let's give kudos where kudos go to the Conway Police Department.
Yeah.
They were not going to breach that door.
No. And they didn't know they
left. Not because they thought they were in a dangerous situation, because it was against the law.
I can tell you, they left. Had they have been there and the mayor says, we're breaching it anyhow, Conway PD would have backed those firefighters up and said, well, wait a minute, you know, because this is going to be really dangerous. But the mayor, let's let people understand, the mayor is the former fire chief. He knows the procedures. He knows the protocols. He knows the dangers. He's not like just an average mayor that doesn't understand that. He knows this, and he put those firefighters' lives in danger without regard for their safety. And what if Daryl had been in there? What about his safety?
Yeah. And do you wonder about that?
I would have just been scared to death.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I just didn't, you know, I would never thought anybody, you know. And they kept calling the phone number, but it wasn't my phone number.
Yeah.
They kept calling the son's.
The kid's phone.
Yes, and he wouldn't pick up.
Daryl, let me ask you this. This officer, we got a break?
I got to take a break. We got Sean Hannity. All right, if you've just joined us here on the Dave Elswick Show, last Thursday, a mother was concerned that her son may have hurt himself because he had an altercation with the family. And she had been calling her son all day, and he wouldn't answer the phone. So she wanted a wellness check done on him. So she called the Conway police, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so she calls the Conway police. She sends them, and she's there, by the way, to the wrong building, to the wrong apartment for her son. And she wants the Conway police to literally knock the door down, kick it in, go in, and I want you to check on my son. That's against law. Can't do that. Conway police tell her that. We can't do it. We can't breach the door. So she calls, at that point, calls the fire department. Well, I'll let you
actually,
pick it
she
up.
Had, she when she first called the dispatch to report this, dispatch wasn't doing it fast enough for her. Of course, the dispatcher's trying to do the best she can, and she says, "Well, you know, I'll call the mayor. They're good friends of mine." And that's what she did. At that point, she called the mayor, and then the mayor starts calling the police chief, who called the dispatcher. The mayor calls the fire chief, who called his fire people and said, "Get out there." And so the mayor, once she calls the mayor starts orchestrating and taking administrative control of the police department and the fire department like he should not do.
That's why you got a police chief and fire
chief.
That's right. And kudos to the Conway police.
Yeah.
They followed the law.
Yes.
What they should have done. So that's good. We know other firemen and other firemen that we've talked to about this had said, I wouldn't have breached the door. I'd given the breaching tool to the mayor and said, here, you do it.
Yeah. What he asked them to do, what he ordered them to do, you know, was not right. It was just absolutely wrong. And again, he was Bart Casper, the mayor, is a career firefighter. He was the fire chief of Conway. He knows these protocols. He knows the safety procedures and everything. But when you're a firefighter, and the reality is in Conway, if you buck the mayor, you better start looking for another job because they're going to make your life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do?
Yeah, you're rock, like I said, proverbial rocking.
Yeah.
You know. Then you've got our guest who they broke into. It's his apartment. It's not her son's apartment. She didn't even know where her son lives, evidently, and came into the wrong building, came to his apartment, this gentleman's apartment, and they bust down his door. They proceeded to bust in his door, went in. Mayor went into the apartment. The firefighters went into the apartment. They know he's not around, and nobody leaves any kind of a message, any kind of a note, makes any kind of call to let him know that his apartment's been broken into by them.
Yeah. He comes home.
So he comes home from work. He's working overnight. And how would you feel if you walked up to your door of your home and the frame of your door was shattered? And the door was just pulled shut, so your door, your house has been open all night long to any Tom, Dick, or Harry wants to walk in.
Yes.
And, I mean, I'm sure you didn't feel very safe when you first went in there.
I was just, like I said, I didn't know what to think. I was in shock because, like I said, I just got home, and I'm looking around and stuff. And then after I seen the video footage, I was like, my apartment was unlocked the whole entire night. So anybody that was in my building or anybody that could have came up.
Daryl, let me ask you this. When you saw the video and the officer said, well, that's the mayor and the fire department, what went through your head right then? Because that's kind of a – you came home, your place is busted into, and then you see a video and the cop goes, well, that's the mayor.
Well, he's like, why is he here at your apartment? I was like, well, I don't know. I was like, I don't even know – I don't know any of them. I don't know why nobody's...
Have you ever had dinner with the mayor?
Yes.
No. Are you guys friends?
No, but
did you go to high school together?
No, but I think he knows who I am now.
I mean, yeah. So you're a hardworking guy. You work nights. That's you work... All you do
12
is,
hours.
Yeah, you just go to work, do your deal, pay your taxes, come home. This happens. You're just like, what happened? And then you see it's the mayor?
So that whole day, me trying to go to sleep, I'm just waiting to see if anybody's going to come back and like... apologize or say anything to
tell you what happened, right?
Because I don't know. So like I heard everything that day, like anybody that came by, you know, I could hear anything. And it was just like that was just what went through my... So I didn't sleep any that day, so I just sit there and just thought about things like, why did they come to my apartment? Because I didn't know all the, you know, the details. And then I was like, you know, nobody's calling me, nobody's knocking my door, like nobody said a word to me.
So let's be clear. Since this happened, which was Thursday night, you come on Friday morning. Today is Wednesday the following week. Today, has the police chief reached out to you?
No.
Has the fire chief reached out to you?
No.
Has the mayor reached out to you?
No.
Has anybody from the city of Conway?
Just when I called the Conway PD that morning, they came out there and done the report.
But you called them.
I called them, and then I went up to the police department to get the police report, and then I talked to another officer. And got other things that I needed.
That's the interesting part. I want to make clear to everybody listening, nobody from the city has reached out to Daryl with any type of explanation or apology.
Right.
But you go because the first officer wrote just kind of an information report like, hey, it's no big deal.
Yes.
Which it's not. It's criminal. So you go back and you're kind of going, no, there's a little more to this. So you go to PD and another. Yes. Tell me about the other officer that takes over at this point.
He sits down with me. And he's like, you know, asking if I have any questions. And I'm, you know, asking for the police report. So I read the police report. And I'm telling him what I'm not seeing on there. And he's like, I understand. And then I released the video footage to him to let him see everything. And then he updated the police report like it, you know, it should have been, and put everything in there in the police report that should have been in the police report.
Yeah.
And so he did a really good job on
he actually
just helping
put criminal charges on.
Yes, yes.
Where the other officer did, not dogging the other officer.
Right.
But this officer did the right thing.
He went above and beyond to help me out.
Yeah. And who, just so we can give him credit, who is it?
Officer Kelton Smith.
Officer Kelton Smith. Good for you, Officer Smith.
I mean, yeah, he was, good. Like I said.
You got a gold help. Star today.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, he really helped me out, and just he just took the time to listen to me, and just basically he's like asking questions you want to, and I'll help you out as much as I can.
So okay, at this point,
hold
no,
on
go
one second. I'm looking over at Aaron. Did you call the mayor's office? Pull your mic. Here
I
go.
Did.
And what happened?
I asked him if Mayor Castleberry was available, being very respectful, you know, talking to him.
Of course.
The lady said that he was currently not available, so obviously I left our contact information and told him we would love to have him on the show.
All right. Well, we've made contact.
I'll do you better. After the show, I'll send him an email and I'll personally invite him on.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'd like to have him on to talk about. And why has no one contacted this gentleman about them breaking into his apartment, which isn't the right apartment?
Well, Aaron's got a clip that we need to get in here for sure. Aaron, do you have that clip ready about what the mayor says to the firefighters as they're leaving?
Okay,
yes,
he does.
Right
here. Okay, here we go.
I'm going to Camp Vice to that, wherever those dispatcher people are in that department, and I'm going to change the mayor.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Well, careful.
I'm using my phone.
It was a little hard to hear, but he said, if guys, if anybody gives you grief, it's on me.
And laughs.
And laughs. That's right, didn't he?
And here's the key, all right? Mayor, we'd like to talk to you about that. It's
you
on
it's
you.
On you. Yeah.
You said the buck stops with you, so come on the air and let's talk about the buck stopping with you.
Well, my thing is also, what was so funny about the situation?
Yeah, why was it funny? Yeah.
Because you're worried about her son, and you just bust in the wrong apartment. Yeah. Why was it funny?
And you, is it not going through your mind, well, this is not the son's apartment. I wonder whose apartment this is.
Let's go check another, you know, let's get the right information. But
knock on the neighbor's door.
But
say,
it's,
hey,
but
do
it's
you know
not a funny situation.
I'm the mayor. Do you know who lives there? Because we just made a mistake.
Who owns the apartment?
They never knocked on any of the doors in my apartment and said, do you know what building this is? We're looking, you know. But the laugh, I think, because I just heard that. You know, through the, but the laugh, and he's like, I'll tell you, know, like, it's not a laughing matter.
Well, you don't matter because you don't know Melissa.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, let's talk about
you don't
about
know the mayor's wife.
Yeah.
That's right.
So let's talk about the criminal aspect of this. Where are they telling you this leads you? Because he wrote it up. He put the criminal charge, criminal mischief, in which I think is fair. I think it should be upgraded to breaking and entering, but through an investigation that can happen. But that's where we want to go. So where does that leave us? Since a misdemeanor, what do they tell you your recourse is at this point?
I haven't went back up to the police department, but last I talked to the officer, he had said after we get a police report and all that stuff that I can take it over to the city attorney's office and go from there with it.
Yeah. And Charles Fingerbender is the city attorney, so it's a misdemeanor. So the city attorney handles misdemeanors. Now, I'm going to suggest this. You know, I think that this really does warrant more than a misdemeanor, but I think what it warrants is an investigation. So to do this properly, the city attorney would need to reach out to the Arkansas State Police, the major over criminal investigation division.
And open up an investigation.
Yep, that's right. And ask for the ASP to do an investigation, because you can't ask Conway to investigate it. I mean, it's a conflict. But to do that, though, it has to be on a felony level. They're not going to investigate a misdemeanor level. So it's up to the city attorney to do this and get this investigation going. The city attorney does not work for the mayor. The city attorney in Conway is an elected position. Yeah, he's an elected position. And so Charles is elected to that position. So but I think it's incumbent upon him to say, you know, we really need an investigation into this, and we're not just going to just sweep this over here. Not saying Charles would, but this needs to be looked into.
Well, here's the key. There's going to be some people say no harm, no foul.
Yeah, well, that's what they want to say.
But what if I was home
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And someone got hurt. Like, they came in my door and they got hurt.
Well, put you in a position, you know, let's say Daryl's sitting there, door gets kicked open, he's asleep, whatever. People are coming in, he grabs his gun, shoots. It's not just the people getting shot. It's Daryl's got to live with, he just shot somebody. Yeah. He just shot a firefighter.
I mean, it was hard enough, me not being home, and then wondering if anybody's going to come back.
Yeah.